Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode number 583 of the show. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate your patronage. Thank you for being in our audience. If you would like to call us, you can do so. Mailbag at the BallerLifestyle.com is the email address. You can also leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS-8257. I have CTE. I can't remember the phone number because I have CTE. That's it. That's why I can't remember the name Mindy Kaling or the word pretentious. If I have to use the word pretentious, if somebody goes, hey, what do you think about that band, the Decemberists? I go, oh, they're a little, I like them, but they're a little. Because I can't think of the word pretentious when I need to use it. I don't need it right now, so I can have access to it. But if I need to use it, I don't have it. Pretentious, because I have CTE. You can also, I would offer that you could subscribe to our Patreon. There's a lot of people that have been bitching about our Patreon, to which I say, go fuck yourself. But also, I did kind of fuck up, I guess. There's Patreon this is a video show, right? And it goes on Patreon as a video. You get fucking all the bonus shit we do in video format. Apparently, you can also get it in your regular feed as just an audio, the Patreon version, but I didn't know that. So all you guys are fucking crying, a bunch of fucking cunts out there bitching about, so one of these son of a bitch, a guy I call a friend. This son of a bitch was like, oh, why don't you get a virtual assistant to do it? Use some of your Patreon money. You know, we fucking do this for free, dickhead. Like, we appreciate that you guys support us, but Ed and I are fucking working for nothing here, less than minimum wage. We put anything we get back into the show to try to make it a more of a show. So go fuck yourself with that. But also, you're kind of right, because I needed to click something that gives you a private RSS feed in the Patreon so it goes to your Apple account. And I did that. And you know what I'll do? I'll put it in the show notes if I remember. So anyway, patreon.com/The Baller Lifestyle Podcast. That's it. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Good. How about...
Tell me.
We do some role-playing. You say, okay. What are your thoughts on the Decemberists?
Hey, Ed, what are your thoughts on the Decemberists?
Who?
Little pretentious.
I have no idea who they are. I've never heard anything.
They're a literary band, Ed. They're pretty good. I think
that sounds extra obnoxious.
You might like
a literary band. I like literature, but like, no,
I, not, I don't like. You know. I don't know why I'm defending them. I don't really like. I don't like them either. So
I can't. It just seems like a lot.
It's too much.
Take in.
It's too much. There's too much. There's too much to know.
I've done this many times over the years. I want to go on record.
Yep.
I fucking hate the summer. I know people are like, oh, summer, beach, everything. Beach. Like, it is today, it was 94 and humid.
What's the humidity? What's the real feel?
All the humidity. And then I got caught in a thunderstorm on my way here. But like, and then tomorrow it'll be 92 and humid. Like it's, I hate the fucking summer.
Yeah.
People love it with their beach and shit. Yeah. And I know you hate fall.
Fuck
people.
Fall. Fuck give fall. Me the fucking, give oh, me the leaves crisp, are different. Oh, the leaves died.
November
oh,
day.
The leaves.
Give
sweaters.
Me November.
The fuck out of here.
I got football. I got all the cool breeze. Mm-mm. And it is fucking terrible in the summer. No. I hate summer.
Now,
summer can go fucking.
I will say, as I've gotten older, Ed, remember a couple years ago when I got the shingles?
Oh, yeah. And so, by the way,
yes,
I've had two physicals since then.
Yeah.
And I was like, isn't there a shingles shot? And she's like, you're not 50. And I go, I know people who have gotten it. Like a friend of mine got it. And she's like, are you concerned about something? I was like, I'm concerned about getting the shingles.
Yeah,
and she's like, yeah, but like, is there an extra reason? I was like, because it sounds terrible. Yeah. And she's like, not until after you're 50.
Did you have did you have chicken pox? You did, right?
I did.
Yeah, so if you had chicken pox and you got shingles, you're going to get it.
You know what?
You could get it.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I got it freshman year of high school.
Oh, wow. That's late.
Yeah, yeah. I never got it.
Yeah.
And then a hot chick
ooh.
Was giving me a ride to school for a few days.
Giving you a ride.
She got chicken pox and I got it.
On your dick from this. She was doing this on your dick. See, that's why you got to be on the Patreon. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 In my mind.
Oh, okay.
Like I worked out a lot of scenarios where that happens, but it didn't. Too. All she gave me was chicken pox.
Yeah.
Not anything else, but
that sucks.
But yeah.
Well,
chick named Allison once gave me chicken pox. So, she was a junior in high school when I was a freshman.
Oh, that's so hot. I have a bunch of those that I flailed on closing, but I am like the older woman, younger man dynamic. I have a bunch of friends that are like single women that are like our age.
Yeah.
And they're single and they're on dating apps and they're like, I have to set a bar at like 15 years younger than me because 27-year-old guys are trying to get with like 50-year-old women. And I'm like, these and they're like, yeah, but once in a while I do. And I'm like, this, what the fuck is this world? I would have given a testicle from my body to have sex with an older woman in my 20s.
25 and you could fuck like a hot 48-year-old, like, God, oh my goodness, damn. That would be the greatest.
I'd do that now. I'd be excited to do that now. And I'm that age. It's fucking bullshit. How do we get on? Well, hold on. I got to go back to the shingles, the summer, because we tangentialize here. We got to get, we're doing a shorter show. Okay. I'm not doing such a long show. So I got to get back into it.
No, but we're cutting it.
I love summer. I love the beach, but
trash season.
But you're kind of right. So the heat, I don't like the heat anymore.
Did the heat bring shingles?
No, but. When I had shingles, it was on my back. And, you know, shingles affects a nerve. You know, it acts. It's a virus that's in your body if you have the chicken pox. And something brings it out. Some kind of stress. Okay? It's probably relationship stress. But whatever. That's who knows. It shows up on a nerve in your body. So it happened on my back. And we talked about it here. And luckily, they gave me the treatment for it, the antibiotics or whatever it is, right away. For whatever reason, when I had it, I was like, this is weird. This is
the treatment I can't get from my doctor.
No, that's the vaccine. I already had it. So they had to give me, it's like herpes medication that they give you because it's the same virus that causes herpes. Also, it's chickenpox. But when I got it, it showed up on my back. And luckily, I took the shit right away. And so I only had it for like 10 days. It sucked, though. It sucked. But here's the thing, Ed. Now, when it's hot, like today, I took a walk midday. When I start to sweat, because it's a nerve, it was a nerve condition. When I start to sweat on my back, I get the same sensation as when I had shingles. It's like a prickly, burny, itchy. Feeling
that would be terrible for me because I sweat all the fucking time.
Yes, dude. So I can't have. I need fans on me. I need to be cool at all times because if I get hot, especially if I'm wearing a garment, I get the shingle sensation on my back. So I'm with you, Ed. I've come around. Look, I don't call me a flip flopper. I don't care. Fuck summer. Summer's fucking bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yes. Fuck summer. Okay, let's talk about people who died. Wait, hold on. No, if I'm on the
unhappier note.
Yes. here we go.
Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment.
very sad. Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Nope.
Tragic update. Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Ed! Who died this week?
We lost a man by the name of Luis Sharp, three-time Pro Bowl left tackle for the probably St. Louis Cardinals, 65 years old.
Big son of a bitch.
Luis, good name.
I think he might have blown, He really good name, huge dude. He was actually an Arizona, he was a, probably started as St. Louis, but then he was an Arizona Cardinal.
Probably the OG, he was probably a Phoenix Cardinal.
He was Phoenix, that's right. He was a Phoenix fucking Cardinal, big dude.
Neil Lomax.
Yes. Tim Rosenbaugh, some other guys.
Yeah. Larry Sanders.
Yes.
Shit like that.
Yeah, Larry Sanders was a bad motherfucker.
He was great.
He'd light you up.
This was jarring to me.
Tell me.
Based on his age in 2025.
Yeah.
We lost Lee Elia, manager of the Cubs and Phillies, but when he was a he was 87, RIP. When he was the manager of the Cubs, he went on a crazy rant criticizing Cub fans for booing. And it is
when the Cubs were shitty.
Yeah, they were terrible. Yeah. And he just trashed their fans. And it was it's sort of in the category of like a Lasorda rant where he's screaming at the reporter and shit. Like Lee Elia went off on Cubs fans.
Now, wasn't this in the like early 1980s or mid 1980s?
Yeah, I feel like it was like 86, 87.
So he was in his late 40s. He was like 50 years old when this happened.
Sure. Like I 48? Saw a picture of his baseball card when he was the Phillies manager after this. And it's like, that guy was 49. Like crazy.
Yeah. That's it's always look baseball managers put them like with pro wrestlers, you know, like the aging
baseball manager found a lot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Hold on. Do you want to hear here? I have Lee Elia's rant. Here we go. Oh.
Shit. Just to stuff it up them 3,000 fucking people that show up every fucking day. Because if they're the real Chicago fucking fans, they can kiss my fucking ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My fucking ass. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my fucking players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it? For the fucking nickel dime people to show up, the motherfuckers nickel don't dime. Even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game.
They don't even work.
Get a fucking job and find out what it's like to go out there and a fucking living. 85% of the fucking world's working. The other 15 come out here. It's a fucking playground for the cocksuckers.
Love a cocksucker.
Rip them motherfuckers. Rip them cocksuckers like the fucking players. Got guys busting their fucking ass and them fucking people.
Lee, so this is 1983, Ed, which would have made him like 46. That's it. No, even younger. Wait, that was 42 years ago. He was 87. That would have made him like 45. Insane. Insane. All right. Who else died, Ed?
R.I.P. Frank Layden, Utah Jazz coach, GM. He's 93 years old today.
He was,
and also, he was alive in 2025.
He was 500 pounds.
He had those bitch tits in 1988.
He was 478 pounds.
Inside stuff because he was doing goofy things on the sideline. Yeah. He was like a clown.
He outlived Jerry Sloan, who was the coach many years after him.
Right, he was the guy who made the finals. Frank Layden was just the goofball.
Jerry Sloan had those.
Also,
apparently having huge hands like Jerry Sloan, sloanhands.com. Check out sloanhands.com, see if it's still up. Jerry Sloan had these huge hands. That apparently kills you quick. But being 529 pounds like Frank Layden, you live till you're 93 years old? He couldn't have got on Ozempic. It just fucking came out.
Two things.
Tell me.
Q from the James Bond movies growing up, he had the biggest hands on earth, bigger than Sloan's.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Frank Layden's son, Scott, took over the Knicks. and just fuck things up for like 20 years so he can go fuck himself.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck the Leydens. Who else?
R.I.P. Pettis Norman, former Cowboys tight end, civil rights advocate, 86 years old. Like, it's crazy that we need people advocating for civil rights, but we always do.
Oh, everyone should have the same rights? Controversial.
People fucking hate equal rights.
They're controversial. It's wait. Dude, we should all just be able to do the same stuff.
A good fight for being like, hey, maybe don't treat us like shit.
Insane.
Let us vote.
Yeah, let's vote. Let us own shit. Don't say we can't buy houses in certain neighborhoods.
So he was like one of the OGs of being like, hey, maybe we should have like an equal say if we have to put up with the same rules.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. No.
Look at this radical.
Unbelievable. I was talking to somebody. A friend of mine gave me some notes on the show this weekend. Oh. This is somebody I value. And here's what she said. Too long. I agree. Too long. I agree.
Okay. Agree.
Fuck, I forgot the second note. Oh, the voicemails are bullshit. I agree with her there. They're usually pretty shitty, but sometimes they give us something to talk about. And also she's like, who's this Manuel guy? And I had to explain who Manuel was. He's a plumber, works at night, doesn't actually listen to the show. So I explained that. But then she said, the commercials just show up willy-nilly. So it's a lot of that.
We don't go, here comes commercials.
Like, no, I just put them in.
You'll be in the middle of taking a point, and then all of a sudden it's like,
what? So what I do, here's what I do. When I post the show, I just look on the wave of the audio wave, and I look for when the audio wave gets small. And I go, oh, we're probably not saying very much right there.
So it might be a dramatic pause.
Yes!
It'll be like, here's my thought on this. And it's like, Geico.
So what I'm going to say right now is that I'm going to play a commercial right now. And then we're going to listen. And then we're going to talk about sports. So here's a commercial.
Right.
And now we're talking about what's happening in sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy.
I host a podcast show.
I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see.
They're as sparkly as can be.
I might own Troy on DVD.
Oh, I had to explain that song to her. I go, we might own Troy on DVD.
Oh, she doesn't know people, about the night shift.
No, that's people calling me gay. Yeah, she doesn't know about the night shift. She didn't know. She's, oh, Manuel. She's, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's this loser. And she's like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's fun. It's weird because we don't have to.
It's a great song.
It's a beautiful song. It is. Oh, that was the point I was making, too. I'm like, we always get flagged on YouTube. I haven't really been posting to YouTube because I don't want to give away the whole show for free, which means I might got to make an edit. Mm. Whatever. We never get flagged on YouTube for that song, even though it's a Taylor Swift song. But we do get flagged for George Benson, Give Me the Night, which is crazy. And that's what I was explaining to my friend. Anyway, what's going on in sports, Ed?
Drake. Seemingly tattooed over his LeBron James.
He got fake abs. Yeah.
With new Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ink. What are we doing?
What are we doing, dude? Like, Mrs. Gilgeous-Alexander doesn't have a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, who? Like,
these are current players. It's one thing if he's like, oh, I just want to recognize James Worthy from my childhood. Like, he's making decisions like real time when somebody's. Two guys are playing?
Yeah. I remember Eric Sleepy Floyd had a really nice run in the 80s one year for the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, that was it. Like, he had a nice year. And now he's gone. This Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's the MVP of the league. Well, there's been a lot of MVPs that you don't remember. Like, you know, like, do it for a while first. But also, like, getting your LeBron.
But why because LeBron must have promoted Drake, like,
yeah. I hurt his feelings somehow. Oh no, yeah, because LeBron took Kendrick Lamar's side in the.
I'm sorry, not Drake, Kendrick. Yes. But like, it clearly has to do with that. But buddy. Lame. There's only one person who thinks this is still a battle.
Yeah, and also I am reminded because we talked about here how Drake got fake abs, like the Liver King.
Yeah.
He got in, and it, which led to what possibly could have been the greatest comment about this show I've ever read, and it's from our buddy Fadoz, my friend Corey, who on Twitter said, I think my favorite thing was because we're talking about Drake having fake abs, and I said women don't want fake abs, and he goes nothing better than Brian crying about his sad dad apartment and then immediately talking about what women are looking for in a guy. And I couldn't stop laughing. I think about it every week. I can't stop laughing at that. So good one, Corey. And also fuck Drake. Drake's look, come on. He's sad. He's sad. He's got fake abs. He's got $300 million, Ed. He's got $300 million.
He's so successful. And like, he's hung up on, look, as anyone who like follows rap over the years,
yeah,
there are these beefs.
Yeah.
Biggie, Tupac. And now, like,
oh, yeah,
30 years after the fact, everybody's like, oh, Biggie and Tupac
awesome.
Are good.
They're both awesome. Yeah.
There was, I think everything is cool, but Jay-Z and
Cameron.
Nas.
Oh, Nas, yeah.
Nas. Yeah. Cameron, like, yeah, Cameron had his moment and now it's not.
Yeah.
But Nas, considered one of the greatest all time.
Oh, yeah, lyricist, rapper.
And Jay-Z, in the stratosphere. And it's like, instead of just being like, all right, right now I'm losing the battle, but the war, at the end of the day, if we can eventually come to terms, like, it's fine. And he's doing things. He's getting ink over his LeBron because LeBron, like, just buddy,
buddy.
Give it a couple of years.
Yeah, and just like maybe
you get you're happy being rich, and then maybe you and Kendrick run into each other, and you're like, "Hey, let's do something together," and then it's everything's fine.
Yeah.
But instead, he's trying to fight he's going against Russians in winter. Yeah. Like, there's just certain things you're not gonna win.
Yeah, it's the Battle of Stalingrad for Drake.
Yeah,
I am reminded of tattoos because I recently got a new tattoo. It's right here on my chest, and it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I wanted a Jesus tattoo really bad, so I got a Jesus tattoo on my chest. And my child, friend of the show, Ryan Beckner, was here a few minutes ago, and I wasn't wearing a shirt. And she's like, "Dad,
did she not know?"
She knows. She's like, "Dad, who's that on your chest?" And I'm like, "You like it?" And she's like, "Is that Frida?" She said,
"Frida Kahlo."
Frida Kahlo. She thought I had Frida Kahlo tattooed on my chest. She's so.
I mean, I think from what I remember of the tat,
kind of did look like. Yeah. Oh yes, I sent you a picture.
He's pretty browed up.
He's pretty browed up in that one.
Right?
He's got a uniform. The guy that gave it to me was Italian, and he's like, "It's like Mexican Jesus," and I'm like, "Yeah, I got Mexican Jesus," or he goes, "Or Italian. It is the same." And I'm like, yeah, it is. Yeah, Mexican Jesus. Okay, Ed, what else is going on?
Do not tell Italians around here that they're the same as Mexicans. I just know the Italians around here are like super proud of being Italian, and they also think they're better than all their people.
Christopher Columbus was a great Italian American. okay, Ed, what else?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be maybe the craziest twist of this show's history.
Tell me.
Aaron Rodgers refuses to sign an autograph for a fan because he doesn't know enough details about a 2005 game.
Yes.
I'm siding with Aaron Rodgers here.
You're right. I agree with you.
Because Aaron Rodgers could smell. I'm taking his word for it.
Yep.
He could smell an autograph. Zach Hempel douche kind of guy.
Yes.
And he's like, "Tell me about, you know, this game." And he was doing that. And the headlines, people are like, "Oh, fuck Aaron Rodgers."
Yes.
This might be the first time I've ever taken his side.
Totally. Yeah. He's a loser. It was a game. It was a playoff game that they won 52-3. And Aaron Rodgers got in garbage time and threw one pass for no gain. So it's like this autograph loser is like, hey, look, I got him to sign the ticket of a game where he didn't even really play. You know, it's his, it's like his first garbage time pass in the right. NFL. And so it's like, it might not have been a playoff game, but it was, it might have been like towards the end of the season, whatever. He was right not to sign it. Look, autographs, Ed. What are we doing?
Listen, what are if we a little doing? Kid wants
a
this,
little great. Kid, that's different. I got Steve Yeager to sign my ticket once, you know, like that's right. different.
But this, and I applaud Aaron Rodgers for being like, no, all right, you're going to have to talk your way out of this. Because, like, yeah, what do you know?
Yeah, it's my, yeah,
what do you know?
Yeah, my buddy Eric, he got Magic Johnson to sign his leg one time. And then Magic Johnson's like, why do you want me to sign your leg? And he goes, because I'm going to go to a tattoo shop and get it tattooed. And Magic's like, but that would be permanent. And he's like, yeah. I know, exactly. Magic was confused. And so, look, if you're going to get it tattooed on your leg, then I'll fucking sign it. Whatever, you know? Like, right. But if you're going to sell it on eBay like some bitch, like you're yeah. making that your business, you're a bitch. Like, I hate that shit. Get rid of it.
You fucking suck.
You fucking suck.
Speaking of things that suck, yep. Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara having summer romance in Spain after he asked to sit next to her on star-studded voyage. And look. Yeah. People can say her accent is annoying and stuff.
Sure.
But we do not want Tom Brady hitting this. That's this bullshit. Is not good.
That's bullshit. And look.
Because, man. Her fastball is still hitting.
She's still, yeah, she looks amazing. She looks amazing. Like, she's one of the hottest women. Now, I will, what's annoying to me is that Tom Brady has game and he knows he has game because he's a dork. Look, Tom Brady is a fucking dork from Northern California. But he's, you know, look, the guy won 6 Super Bowls or whatever. He was good. He was really good. You can't take that away from him. The fact that he knows that he's like, oh, I'm fucking Tom Brady and I can go fuck Sofia Vergara if I want. That's irritating to me, you know, because you know why?
Yeah,
you know why? I'm jealous of that because I can't do that. I could never do that.
I get it.
I want to do that.
I'm never sitting on a cruise next to her and having sex with her.
But what if, what if
it bothers me that this fucking dork who's a terrible analyst.
Yep. Oh, I don't mind him. I don't mind him on the games. He doesn't. He's okay. Yeah. I want to hate him. I want to hate him, but he's just like, oh, here's the guy I did the thing. Oh, sometimes when I played, I did that. You know, like, whatever.
I'm Team Romo.
I like Romo.
Who, as a player, I never liked Romo, but I like him as an analyst.
Yeah, I like him too.
Brady is boring to me.
Well, yeah. He's kind of boring. They're all boring. Okay, what else?
Olympic fencer cleared of doping charge as panel determines kissing her boyfriend was the likely cause.
No.
Was her boyfriend like gurgling steroids or cocaine? What was the dope?
It was a substance I didn't
and also
recognize.
When you what performance enhancers are going to help you at fencing?
I know.
On guard. It must be cocaine, right? On guard because you're like all jittery
or like beta blockers, like something that makes you more calm, right? Like that just like puts you like in the zone.
Like something for Miguel Indurain, the old Tour de France biker.
Indurain.
He had that low heart rate. That was the only thing I knew about him. Never watched the race. I just read about his low heart rate.
That's and the same with Lance Armstrong. He would he had that oxygenated blood, so they'd get he'd be doing okay. Then they'd hit the Pyrenees. He'd get in those mountains, and he never got tired. They're riding their fucking bike up a mountain, and he's just like, okay, see you later, guys. Just pedals up, but no, I don't. And look, I have a theory on this, Ed, and this is what they don't want to say. Okay, Olympic fencer cleared of doping charges. Panel determines kissing her boyfriend was likely the cause. Yeah,
I assume she's French because it was a certain kind of kiss, right?
French, Well, I would argue it might have been a different kind of kiss, Ed. Usora Thebes was facing a 4-year suspension. Okay. Usora Thebes, a fencer on the, you're right, Ed, on the French Olympic team has been cleared of accusations of doping after it was determined she tested positive.
You're thinking like this is a backdoor clearance.
This is comm related, Ed. This is, she got a mouthful.
Oh, I was thinking, I thought this was a butthole.
He might have ejaculated inside.
Clearance.
You know what, Ed? You're right. This could, he could have ejaculated in any orifice. It could have been the mouth, of course. You know, the main one, the vagina, and then hey, look, the servant's entrance, the back door. You know, like sometimes they come through the dumb waiter. What, I need a delivery. Yeah. Send it around back. So it could have been that.
This is Louis the 14th entrance. You going through the dumb waiter.
Yeah. Oh, Osterine. Osterine is an officially banned substance and can mimic the effects of testosterone and anabolic steroids, telling the muscles to grow. But, you know, like, do you need to be muscular to be a fencer? I think you would just need to be calm.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be spry, like on guard. Okay. Like,
Perry, with the thing. Hey. I'm reminded, and I wish I wasn't, Ed, that a friend of the show, Jay Stu, is fucking losing his mind like it's 1994 about steroids. He's fucking, he's just up his fucking ass about, who fucking cares? Who cares? Who's talking about this? Who gives a shit?
I like that.
There's no shame.
He's watched. At this current moment, he's definitely watching the Home Run Derby and saying, at least these guys are doing the clean way, and, like, he has no clue.
He has no clue.
They're doing the same shit, just different.
He thinks that Aaron Judge is the real Home Run King. Yes. His fucking jaw. Have you seen the size of his jaw?
Yeah.
It's
bigger than Barry Bonds.
Yes. His fucking whole body is made of growth hormone. Like, and God bless him. Like, he's trying to make money. Yes. You know, like, he's go for it.
Tremendous player. Yes. Deserves all the accolades he gets.
Yes. That doesn't bother me for a second. It doesn't bother anybody except for Jay Stu, who is 87 years old. Like, it is crazy to be upset about that ever, but especially in this day and age. Ed, is that it? We got one more?
I think everybody's favorite story this week.
Yep.
Was the viral video where a guy picked a fight on the golf course.
That's great, Telly. Looked like our buddy Telly got tuned up. Yeah.
And he picked a fight with former NHL enforcer Nick Karnofsky.
Yeah.
And someone yesterday or today put up a memorial tribute sign right where he gets tossed into the drink.
Because it's great if you haven't watched the video.
The video, it's so Canadian, you can't even believe it.
Yeah.
I hit record.
Yeah. It was a guy that looks like Telly that had been overserved on the course like most golfers, and he had a beautiful floral golf shirt on, and he's talking shit to a guy that easily can kick his ass and that knows he can kick his ass, and the guy is kind of like not wanting to kick his ass, and he's so like,
come on
let's play through. Then he kind of like throws him down, and he like almost throws him in the lake, but he doesn't quite make it in the lake, and then he gets back up and comes back, and the guy's like, okay, and he has to fucking put one right on his chin, and it's
he yells "bam" he's narrating it like a Batman, old school 60s Batman.
He's a professional fighter, you know, like he knows what he's doing.
No, I think he did throw him in the drink. I think he threw him in.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Ed, I'm gonna play another commercial right now, and then we're going to do some voicemails. So here is a commercial. Okay, I got the song. Oh, okay.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great.
Hey, hey.
His calls are far from great.
Hey, hey.
He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Whoa,
he's Manuel in Gardenia.
Whoa. Ed. Oh, wait, no. This is where I play him. A couple voicemails this week.
Ed, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
Man, Michael Madsen, dude, that one.
Very
just,
sad.
That one got me hard, man, because that dude was an amazing actor. The role, I was first introduced to him as the role of Mr. Blonde.
That's
which
right.
was, at the time that movie came out, just totally something I'd never seen before.
Yep.
And just stuck every movie he does is
still my favorite
spectacular
Tarantino movie.
Yep. And you want to talk about a guy that exuded big dick energy.
He did.
Man, he was the king of subtle BDE, man. True. Yep. Just, he will be missed.
R.I.P.
Ed, it's good to have you back. Hope you had a good trip.
Good to be back.
Brian, I know you said you don't drink anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
But after that ass-kicking the Astros gave your local team.
Oh, come on. Listen.
I'm wondering if you didn't have one or two pops after that. Okay. That was probably brutal for you to watch.
Muncy's hurt.
Much fun as
he's
it was
carrying
for
the
me
fucking team.
The rest of us in H-Town.
You lose your best hitter. You're,
all right, guys. Hope you had a happy 4th. Have a good rest of the summer.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, this new Patreon format sucks.
Oh, my God. Don't, you know what? Look, you're trying to get me riled up. And I forgot to state one thing earlier in the show. We're on Patreon now, by the way. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. Ed and I have the opportunity to join. And I don't make enough of this. We were invited to join the Bleav podcast. Bleav.
Oh, yeah.
Look, the real spelling deal is unfortunate. B-L-E-A-V. I think you're supposed to say Bleav, but it's Bleav.
Bleav. Like
Bleav. Yeah, but it's Bleav. It's confusing. Anyway, yeah. We're on that now. If you go on their website, you see us on there. Because they invited us to join their network of sports talk shows. And we were honored to do it. And we're so happy to be on there. But the thing is, that meant we had to move our show over to there, which meant that we had to take our bonus content from the Red Circle platform where we were hosted before over to Patreon, which is where most people put it. And I get that that's minorly inconvenient to you, but also you should go fuck yourself because this is me and Ed are on Bleav now. We're trying to be on Bleav. You should be happy for me that I'm on Bleav. Oh, I got to click a different thing or have a second app. Go fuck yourself. And then we're fine. You know,
to Bleav, we don't care about your play.
Yes. There you go. That's all you need to know. Thank you for that, Steve. We love you. Here's another one.
Hey, B&E, what's up?
Hey.
You know who it is.
David.
David Salt Lake. Anyway, thanks for the shout-out, guys. Told you what's going on. I feel great. Feeling good, though.
Awesome.
Just listening to the newest one, but you're right. Fucking FedEx, Federal Express, yeah. Stolen Valor.
Yes.
Like Ed said, take a lot of pride in sending something like in a few days for $24. Probably a lot more than that. But that's like in Castaway, okay? You're not going to like this take, but Tom Hanks, over fucking rated. I'm sorry.
Ed's going to hate that. Ed's not going to like that.
Private Ryan, he's an average-looking dude.
Yeah.
Kind of goofy, you know, but great. He's a great actor.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. It's not a requirement that you be hot to be a good actor, right? Like,
you know who's hot?
Tell me. George Clooney.
You know what I saw? I saw F1 this weekend. Yeah. I don't even give a shit about car racing.
He's so beautiful.
He's so gorgeous. And yeah. I went with my son, and I was like, you know, he's like 61. And he's 61. Like, what?
He's 61.
He couldn't believe it. Like, this is to a 15-year-old boy is like, no, he's got to be in his 30s. Like, it's insane how good-looking he is.
He's so gorgeous. Now, hold on. Does he drive the car?
Yeah, he's the old washed-up racer, like, doing his thing.
So is so he's like...
It's believable because he's in better shape
right
than anyone.
So he's,
in the
like, playing 40s, right? Like, we're not...
Yeah, they never say,
his
but
age,
he's,
yeah.
Yeah. He's racing, like... youth buddies with Javier Bardem, who's now like an owner of a team.
Yes.
And he's like, who's also beautiful, but Javier Bardem's like, yeah, we used to race together and now I'm the owner. And I want to throw this guy a bone. Who's like down on his luck or whatever.
Oh, I love Javier Bardem.
It's great.
What a fucking actor. Okay. Hold on. Let's let Bray go on.
I mean, I know he's got these awards, or didn't he get gotten an honorary Oscar, but, I mean...
He's got real Oscars, not honorary.
Trump is ridiculous.
Yeah, he's got real Oscars. He did that the AIDS movie.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, on the streets of Philadelphia. Look, enough with the AIDS movies, by the way. Such a he did a lot of bummer movies, you know? Like, Forrest Gump, he's got developmentally disabled, you know? Like,
yeah. Jenny's like, hey,
AIDS.
Forrest,
yeah.
I know when I'm, like, a piece...
Yeah.
I'm going to say no to you,
yeah.
But when I'm a single mom with AIDS, then I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah,
you.
That's...
and some of the more popular movies he's ever been in. Splash and Bachelor.
Splash is great. Bachelor Party? Yeah. Great movie.
Oh, Bachelor Party. Nick the Big? Dick. Yeah. Oh, great. Big.
Come on.
See, maybe that's
what... He's not supposed to be, like, the hot guy. Like, yeah. He's just supposed to be, like, every man. Great.
Is that... Now, look, Big is troubling because he's 13 and he fucks Elizabeth Perkins. Name? Yeah.
Perkins. Yeah. Perkins, like, has carnal knowledge of a boy.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's in a man's body, but still. 12. I was that age when that movie was out. And so I was like, oh, I want... Maybe that's where I got... You know, because things imprint... When you're little.
I left that movie and I wanted to find a Zoltar so I could go
same. Sex. You know how like guys like Telly are like real into women's feet or their assholes and stuff? It's because something implant. What's it called? See, here's a word I can't think of. When you imprints. Something imprints on you at a young age, and it's because you got horny. You got your little dick got hard when you're a little kid when you saw some feet or an asshole like Telly, and so that then it's like oh, that's my thing for life. So maybe when I'm 12 years old, I'm seeing this guy. He's a child, and he's having sex with Elizabeth Perkins, and I'm like, I want to do that.
Mature ladies,
yeah, I want, and I never got to. Now, I mean, I can have sex with mature ladies now, but I'm 50. What good does that do me? You know, like, I'm sure there's a couple hot 70-year-olds out there, but that's, you know.
Like, 12-year-old me wanted to have sex with a 50-year-old lady, but now that age gap, like, I'm not so into women approaching their
like, I could probably bang Elizabeth Perkins today, you know? Like, I'm sure she looks great, but it's not.
I bet she looks great.
I'm sure she looks great. It's like that time. And I look, when I was a kid, Ed, Sherilyn Fenn from Twin Peaks. She did it for me. And one time I was at a hotel and I was at the pool and it was morning time.
You shared a moment.
We shared a moment. Ed, I walked up to you. We talked about it here. I walked up to get something from the bar and she was at the bar, like getting a water or something. I was like, hey. And she's like, hey. And I'm like, holy fuck, that's Sherilyn Fenn. And look, I was dragging around a ball and chain at the time with an accent. Had I not been, I maintain that I could have been charming enough.
You could have been Sherilyn N.
Yes! Sherilyn Fenn. Yes, exactly. Okay, let's see what David has to say.
Sure, party. Those were great movies there back in the day, but, you know.
Oh, he says those were great.
Whatever he did with Spielberg, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Ryan Carey. Ridiculous. That's like, Catherine is like, you know, going through people's shit. What the fuck, man? You gotta have some pride in your job. I don't care if you're stuck on an island.
Yeah. Oh, hungry, he fucked thirsty, that thing. He fucked that.
You know, water. He's got a job to do. Volleyball.
And needs.
Maybe they're coming to get you. Maybe they're not.
Yeah.
That's like having United Airlines.
I got to be honest. This David Bray is really going on and on here. And look, he was having some health issues, and so I'm with him. But it's
love
he's,
him.
Yeah.
I love hot takes. Yeah. I just think like he's criticizing Tom Hanks being someone that he's not. Like, Tom Hanks is just in a bunch of good shit.
He's an everyman. He's good. He's an everyman.
He's not trying to be the leading, like, hot guy. No. He's supposed to be everyman. He's an everyman. So, like, I reject your premise.
He did Sully, you know? Like, I don't need Sully.
That's some bullshit because, like, sorry you couldn't find Tierber, you fucking...
Yeah,
idiot.
Exactly. Yeah, or flip it back to LaGuardia like everyone does in the simulator. He also did that one Captain Stubing where he's like, I'm the captain now. And then, you know what? It's like, actually... I shouldn't be.
How great would it be if Isaac was on Captain Stubing?
Go for it, yeah.
Hey,
I do. Hey. Ed, everybody knows I'm anti-war. I'm anti-military-industrial complex. But I still like when I see the flyover. I mean, I get a fucking boner for the flyover. And then when I'm watching Captain Stubing, and I see the SEAL team bobbing on the back of the thing, and they just go. And four heads explode on the other vessel. I'm like, that's so fucking badass. SEAL Team 6, let's go.
So badass.
So badass.
And a fucking Marine like our boy David, he's got to appreciate that.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
He has to.
Once a Marine, always a Marine, of course. Now, he just said something. I want to cut him off, but he's just said something about United Airlines. And when David calls in, I want him to talk shit about other airlines. So let's see what he says.
American. show and their plane all burnt up, like, or Delta, whatever. Like, cause it's never gonna fucking happen. Like, I said, make it East Air or whatever. You know, but nobody's gonna sign off on that shit.
He agrees with us.
Yeah. American Airlines signed off on Up in the Air with George Clooney, great movie, because it's a good movie. It's a great movie.
The planes don't crash in it, though. The planes don't crash.
So anyway, anyways, I'm going to see Alex in Clearwater soon.
Oh, buddy of ours.
Going down to the beach.
Tell him I said hello.
Hopefully that fucking same seagull is not still alive, Sky Garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully I don't get shot.
Are you, if you're going to be in Clearwater, are you going to swing by Hogan's Pub? The great Terry Bollea? He hangs out in Clearwater.
Terry Bollea.
Yeah. Terry Bollea. Like, you got to go see the Hulkster.
Yeah. I saw a picture and somebody's like, just take a look. He was 32 years old in this picture. Well, like, he was never 32 years old.
The guy's never been 32. I got an aunt that lives in Tampa, and I just texted her the other day, and I told her how much I love her, and I miss her. I haven't seen her in a long time, and I'm like, maybe I'll come see you in Tampa. Never been. And she's like, okay, come on down. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, guys. First off, I'm glad to see that Ed made it back from his summer trip.
I don't know what they're talking about. Then I remembered that you're in Colorado. Both of these guys have been like, oh, welcome back, Ed. And I'm like, where did Ed go? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's in Colorado.
Both of them make it seem like it was an arduous journey. Yeah. I was in Colorado.
That's like a three-hour flight. You're good.
Yeah.
A lot less exotic than in the past, but I'm glad he made it out. I'm glad he survived Dola, or the ghost or spirit of Dola, whatever he came in contact
with. What's going on with this call, buddy?
But glad he survived that. Ed, I know you have a...
Is he going to do another Scoop It Up? Because even though he knows...
It seems like it's
he made it clear
way.
Many times you don't do Scoop It Ups. And then he constantly is like, hey, Ed, who would you fuck? And Ed's like, come on.
Problem with Scoopage for some reason.
See?
But let me try to, word this so it's not as offensive to you.
He's doing another one.
But who were you a bigger fan of? Was it... Nanda Lewis, or was it Downtown Jim Brown?
He wants an answer.
You're able
it's
to
the same
answer
one
that.
From last week.
Didn't we do this last week?
But I think I took over because I didn't, because I was shielding you from the scoopage, Ed. So I just answered for you. I can't remember what I said.
The other thing.
Okay.
Brian mentioned it, but got the chance to meet up with him and Ray.
Right.
Both great guys.
Very tall. This guy's so tall.
I don't know why Brian thinks I'm so tall. I'm not I'm only 6'4". I'm not David Blaine.
Only 6'4"? That's super tall, dude.
8 size, so, I mean, I am tall, but
yeah.
I'm not the giant like Brian portrays me to be.
No, I just said you're very tall.
My dear friend, Brian,
he
is not as short as people make him out to be. He is not.
Very nice.
He's an average size gentleman.
Thank you.
Fat, nice. Like the song says. I thought Brian, great looking guy. Good height, good weight, good guy.
I love
Jay,
you, man.
Great guy. So,
anyway, awesome.
Just wanted to clear those things up.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be both on the show again, and take care.
I didn't mean to insinuate that LSU Lala was freakishly tall. He's just tall. He's a tall 6'4" is fucking tall.
6'4" is a tall guy.
Yeah,
it's tall not,
shit.
You know, he's not saying he's a minute bowl.
No.
He's just saying tall.
Yeah.
And since he's such a nice guy, I will say I'd side with the dearly departed. Ananda Lewis was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Look.
Listen, there was a time and place for Julie Brown, but like Ananda Lewis was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Big time. Ed, I wonder, like, right now.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young back when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. How old is this monkey? Guy.
Ed, she was big in the late 80s, early 90s on MTV. Downtown Julie Brown, the British VJ from MTV. How fucking old do you think Downtown Julie Brown is today?
She is today.
Yeah.
She is 62. 62 years old.
Got it. 61 years old. I'm shocked by that, by the way. I thought just she was 41 in 1987. Yeah. You're telling me she's 61 right now?
Okay. She looked good, but I feel like, yeah, she was young on a young network.
Oh, okay. Fair, fair. Okay, one more, I think, and then, we're trying to do a tighter show. I want a shorter show. Oh, look who it is. Super Lee. Thank God. What would we do without him?
I wonder what he's going to talk about.
Great summer.
Yeah.
Just saying, you guys are talking about Amish Dave and his wedding and his bachelor party. I did get invited. Ben did too, but he's probably not going to go so far away.
Oh.
But if you guys want, I'll be more happy to send you some photos.
Oh.
The place that most likely has the strippers, close to Amish Dave, had little people strippers that Kyle once saw.
Ooh.
And he and I were going to go there again. Never made it. So when I want to go there, when I have a high life, go Milwaukee in his honor.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And I want to give one of those gals a $100 bill. Because like for a midget, $100 bill's got to be $1 million.
So yeah. Yeah.
They can make the little money go big. So anyways, love you guys. Be good.
All right, Lee.
Yeah. Don't need to worry about after show. We're kind of doing a hit or miss thing now where I'm gone 1 week.
Oh.
Ben's gone the other week.
It's on its way out.
We're doing solo shows like your man Brian says he does. Ooh. It's all good, man.
Oh,
so you guys have a great summer. Yeah. Talk to you soon.
Doesn't sound like it's got much momentum. Okay, thank you for that. That's it. If you're listening to the regular show, that's it for the regular show. We appreciate you listening. Patreon subscribers, now that you got that sweet new Patreon feed, you can just keep on listening as we are beginning the Patreon.